Okay, Life is a Journey says, I always thought of narcissism as simply people acting conceited and arrogant until these videos helped me understand the deeper meaning of it. Yeah, that's the thing. Narcissism, as, you know, previously understood by society, was that, you know, we take a lot of selfies, we're really focused on how we look, that's narcissism. You know, but the truth is that narcissism is a spectrum. And every human alive who has a thinking mind is capable of and has a bit of narcissism, because really the basic meaning of narcissism is self-interest, right? So getting up in the morning and getting ready for work or feeding yourself, anything that you do to keep yourself alive even, is a sort of a narcissistic thing to do. However, that's not really what we're talking about when we're talking about narcissists of the toxic nature, or some people who have NPD. What it is somebody, in my opinion, the tipping point of toxic narcissism is lack of empathy. I really don't care if somebody is so focused on the way they look as long as they still have empathy for other people, right? I don't care if somebody is proud of themselves or is, you know, there's a certain amount of narcissism that you could actually call self-esteem, right? But when somebody when they lack empathy, that's where the tipping point happens. And that's where people start to become cruel and they start to become heartless and they start to treat people like they don't matter. That is what I'm talking about when I say narcissism. Just so you know. Yeah, Life is a Journey said, it helped me understand why I always attract these narcissists and why they behave in such ways. Yeah, Neslover says, narcs are drawn to me. That's very common. A lot of times people who are very attractive, people who are intelligent, people who are kind-hearted, one of the biggest things narcissists will go for is somebody who reacts swiftly to their strong emotions. Let's say you're with somebody and it's a new relationship, and whether it's a friend or not, some drama will happen. And you will see them being upset or anxious or angry, and you, as someone who cares about how other people feel, will jump. How can I help you? What can I do to make it better for you? You'll do anything, almost. And that is one of those little tests they put you through. Bonnie says, why do narcissists change moods so quickly? It feels like psychopathy. Well, you know, narcissistic personality disorder is on the same spectrum as psychopathy. So you've got your narcissists and your toxic narcissists and your NPDs, and then you've got your, on the cluster B spectrum, you've got borderline personality disorder, which I honestly think is often misdiagnosed CPTSD, personally, that's just a personal opinion. And then you have narcissistic personality disorder, then you have psychopathy, sociopathy, kind of up there. And I've talked about those in other videos, but yeah, it's very much like psychopathy. They change moods quickly because it's all about them all the time. They're very self-focused on their emotions, and their emotions, while they can't seem to care about ours, and they only recognize them in order to manipulate us, they certainly care about their own emotions and in big ways. And so if their emotions aren't handled and managed, then of course they're gonna flip it up, switch it up. If they're not getting what they want, they're gonna act like little babies. I like to see them as emotional toddlers, if that's helpful. They are not emotionally mature. They might be the most intelligent, like intellectually sound people in the world in some cases, but they are most certainly not. And not all of them are smart either. Don't misunderstand me. Some of them are, not all of them. But they certainly are not emotionally capable. And I see, if you look really closely at a narcissist and then you look at a toddler, you'll see. Crystal says, I never knew there were so many different types of narcissists, and I never could have imagined a covert narcissist, right? Okay, so that's an interesting point you make. My mother was more, I would say, more overt in some ways, although she was not as, like, directly appearance focused as some people. The narcissist that I married was a little bit more covert, seemed like the complete opposite of her, was in many ways. And that's the hard part, is recognizing that someone without empathy can appear in many different forms.